We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, Mully and Haw, weekday mornings on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Will Perdue, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Will, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I like that open. Impressive. Nicely done.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, you're a kind soul, Will.
It's pretty cool. Makes me smile when we hear that.
You know, I heard you say that Rudy Gobert, Rudy Gobert, Rudy Go Sox, would not necessarily fit in with the Chicago Bulls. I find that fascinating because I think, I don't know how, but I think they got to get some rim protection if they're going to actually advance here.
Oh, no, it's something that has to be addressed. I mean, and Mark Eversley even talked about it last night, you know, that rim protection is still high on their list of issues that need to be addressed along with outside shooting. Right. But if you take the current team that they have, it's their specialty is mid-range with Zach LaVine and with DeMar DeRozan. And the one thing about Rudy Gobert is when he sets screens, he has to roll, because if he doesn't roll, the defender is going to stand and camp in the lane anyways and crowd up those areas where Zach likes to get to, where DeMar likes to get to. We were talking about it last night, as you just talked about, and if you go back and look at the Western Conference playoffs, they were guarding Rudy Gobert, the Dallas Mavericks, with Luka Doncic. And he was nowhere close to wherever Rudy was because they weren't worried about him. He is a rim protector, an excellent rim protector, former defensive player, two-time defensive player of the year. But one of the things that we've seen at times with the Bulls' offense is because of their lack of outside shooting, they have to score either from the free throw line or in the mid-range. And when teams start to wall them off, they struggle to get to their spots, and then they struggle to knock down shots. How is Rudy Gobert going to help their offense? So there's a significant need on the defensive end, which he will address, but then he creates problems on the offensive end that you would have to address. So if they were going to make that trade, they would have to significantly upgrade their outside shooting. So it's like you answer one problem, but then you create another.
Okay, we'll get to the draft in a moment. Well, though, but you opened up that door. I want to go through it. So wouldn't that, though, be the smartest way to get better quicker? Is that, all right, if you want to accept what you just said is true, and I'm not arguing with the premise, but I don't think you're going to pay what you're going to pay or give up what you would need to give up to get Rudy Gobert because you want him to execute the pick and roll. I mean, you're getting him because he's a three-time defensive player of the year. He changes your complexion defensively. Find a shooter, space the floor. But the risk-reward and the pro and con, I think, is clearly would make the Bulls more legitimate of a Eastern Conference title contender if you get a guy like that.
True, true, true. I'm not so sure. Because we're not arguing, we're discussing.
That's what
the sports radio is. All right, so let's continue to discuss. Classes in session. I feel like there's a lot of similarities between the Utah Jazz as a roster and the Chicago Bulls as a roster. I'm not saying who's better at the moment, okay? I'm just saying there's a lot of similarities when you talk about personnel and you make some comparisons. What did Rudy Gobert do for the Utah Jazz? As you would like to say, and for the discussion, almost got him there. We're not in the business of almost getting there. We're in the business of now, if what Mark Eversley and what Arturis are saying, they're committed to putting this team in not only, as you just mentioned the word, contender, and we're not just talking about contending for the Eastern Conference title. We're talking about contending for a championship. I do agree that this would make their team immediately better. But I still don't think it puts them in the same realm as the Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Philadelphia 76ers, in the sense of the individual players that they have. And the one thing we're not even talking about, he's still got 4 years of guaranteed money.
Right.
With the That's last two, yep. over $40 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that is something that, you know, it's real easy for me to sit here and spend someone else's money, but that means that people aren't getting money who you want to pay, and you don't know how that contract will age. Well, we saw Dalen Terry selected, and you know there was some news that came out of that thing, I thought, that had nothing to do with Dalen Terry, but it was maybe connected. We're hopeful on Lonzo Ball. Guys are going out to L.A. to see him and the training staff. I don't know. We went over the numbers earlier. He's played about 61% of the possible NBA games he could play, Lonzo Ball. So does Dalen Terry and Casey Johnson told us that it wasn't like for like, and it wasn't a move made to necessarily make up for Lonzo Ball, but we know they need rim protection and they need three-point shooting, and they got a guy that does neither of those things.
You're right. I mean, listen, we can talk about what we think the highest priority is, and I think what it came down to is when they got to the 18th pick, you take the best player available. Right. And I feel like that's what they think the best player was to them from their workouts was Dalen Terry. Now, the one thing to me that when Mark Eversley talked was that really jumped out was how he stressed about that dinner they had the night before his workout, how impressed they were with him on the things that he said, how he handled it himself. And I'm just throwing this out there, but they kept using, and I started writing this stuff down, his makeup, his toughness, his winning spirit, how hard he plays, how competitive he is. I said this last night in our podcast, how much of this is not just to push Patrick Williams, but to let Patrick Williams know, this is your year, buddy. And if you don't step up, we got this guy right here that's going to pass you up. And I think that that's an important piece of the puzzle as well. You know, listen, I still believe in what Eversley and Arturis are doing. Mm-hmm. I believe in, you know, their basketball IQ, the things that they've done since they've got here. They haven't necessarily batted 1,000, but this team is better. This team is competitive. This team is now a playoff team, not let's get into the playoffs. So I have a feeling they have something up their sleeve before we start practice in September. What it is, I don't know. It was kind of interesting last night when they announced the pick. I mean, it was like you see everybody's heads going back and forth, everybody looking at each other. So, you know, we have to be patient and wait because when on draft night, you know, there's all these grades out there today about A+, F, C, what, you know, for all these teams. But until we actually get into summer league, until we actually get into the things getting started, we have no idea if these guys are going to pan out because there's plenty of first-round flameouts, and there's a lot of second-round successes. So we still have to wait and see what happens.
All right, so if they are embracing continuity, as we seem to think they are, Will, and they're keeping Patrick Williams, and they're adding Dalen Terry, and they're signing perhaps in free agency a rim protector and a three-point shooter to space the floor. It is just an educated guess at this point, but given your experience and given your educated guessing, do you think this Bulls team will have improved enough that you think they can take that important next step next year?
Well, let me ask you this. What is, in your opinion, what's the next step?
Got to win a playoff series. Got to win a playoff series.
Yeah, okay. And I think, again, let's see who they pick up. Because, you know, another need is not just rim protection and outside shooting, but they have to significantly improve those numbers from 8 to 12. Those guys that come in and it's from the bench from spot 8 to 12. Because I think we can agree the top seven guys are locked in at the moment. They got to significantly improve 8 through 12. And you can do that with mid-level exception. I think they can still make a trade and get a rim protector. I mean, the mid-level exception now is over $10 million. So they still can do some really good things. So I think that they will. I mean, I think that they'll improve just from an experience standpoint alone. And you talked about Lonzo Ball. If he can play 75% of the games instead of 61% of the games, that's a significant increase. That's a big if. But I think they will be better. The question is, what did we see in the draft last night? Detroit got significantly better.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, Boston's going to be Boston. Milwaukee's still going to get better. So, you know, it's keeping up with the Joneses is going to be difficult because the East is continually getting better every year now in the draft and with free agency. And if what everybody talks about with the Detroit Pistons, the center from the Phoenix Suns wants to come and play with Cade Cunningham. So how much better does that make them right out of the chute?
I mean, look, here's the reality. We know the Bulls can't defend Giannis Antetokounmpo. We know they can't defend Joel Embiid. You know,
but no, neither can any other team. Oh, that's not the point. But you're right, Molly. I mean, there's other aspects of these things that we have to address.
So, but now the Celtics apparently are a team that's, you know what I mean? Like, they kind of came up, and that's a team to fear in the East. And as you say, if Detroit's getting better, I mean, and they got better, and Cade Cunningham's a really good player. He played very well at the end of the year. Adding Ivy, adding a center to that, that is scary.
Well, I personally thought, to me, from watching those top five guys play in person throughout the year doing college games, Jaden Ivey was my favorite pick to be the best pro.
Wow.
Because of the speed that he plays with.
John Morant.
The size that he has.
Yeah.
You know, and you're exactly right. He, in my opinion, he is a bigger, stronger Ja Morant. And I would even say this because of what I've watched in person, the fastest player I've ever seen with the basketball.
Wow. My God.
Well, back to Dalen Terry for a moment. So we heard last night both the player, Terry, and the executive, Eversley, acknowledge that, okay, he's not the best shooter. That's not one of his strengths. He can play D. He's a good passer, handle the ball. Boy, is he athletic. Those things are maybe NBA ready. But if you can't shoot, you're not going to play. And I just wonder, in your experience, how often do players come into the league and improve as shooters or establish themselves as shooters? Is that a skill? And we talk in the NFL. As a quarterback, can you improve your accuracy as an NFL quarterback?
Yeah,
if you're an NBA player, can you become a better shooter?
Yes, you can. And the reason why you can become a better shooter, and there's two different definitions of a shooter. Are you a guy that can drive and stop and pop? Or are you a guy that can stand in the corner, a la Bruce Bowen, and knock down shots, then become a set shooter? Because of the fact of the defense and the players that you have, you know, you always see these numbers, wide open shots, contested shots. You can become a much better standstill shooter. I don't know about a situation, you know, about a shooter on the move. That's a specific skill set.
Right.
But I think you can become a much better standstill shooter. And it was kind of interesting that you bring that up, David, because the one thing that Mark Eversley kept using was he's a capable three-point shooter. So I think that they believe, when you use that word, that he can become a better shooter. It's just, listen, when it's all said and done, again, we have to wait and see. Let's see what this guy does. But the one thing I loved about him was, is, you know, his enthusiasm, his energy. I think he's going to push a lot of guys. I think he's going to be, you know, and who knows? You know, maybe he's a guy that comes in and provides a skill, meaning his ability to play on the defensive end. Listen, they made a valid point. We all talked about at the beginning of last year that Io DeSumo was a guy that was probably going to maybe play some in the G League, go back and forth, even though he was under an NBA contract, get some experience, and let's see what happened the second season. I think Mark talked about he started 40% of the games.
Right.
So, you know, maybe there's something they saw in this kid's workout that they feel like, hey, there's a need here that he fills for us, and we're going to surprise a lot of people once again with who we draft.
I would say that maybe an example of a guy who's improved as a shooter while being in the NBA is Lonzo Ball. When that guy came in, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Mechanics,
he really,
too.
He changed his shot, and it looks
a
lot better.
That's a good comment.
Will, I want to ask you about that energy thing. And you heard Mark Eversley talk about we can use that in the building. And we know the kid came across as half man, half espresso. He was just really shot out of a cannon. do veteran players – I mean, I know they kind of – they've been there. They've seen it. There is a certain lack of that from veteran players where they're just, they're going through it and they know what they're doing. I'm not saying that it's unprofessional in any way, but they are professional about what they do and they're not that excited. And I just wonder, what does a kid like that, is that accepted by veterans? And is that amount of energy, is that an eye roll or is that a let's go?
I think it's a little bit of both, quite honestly. There are some veterans that you're going to get a pushback, and there are some veterans they're going to accept it. But let's you know, go full circle here. Not only is it Patrick Williams' third year, but it's Billy Donovan's third year. I think that we all agree that Billy Donovan was the right choice at the right time. His first order of business was to change the culture. He did that. Now he's made this team a playoff team. Check the box. Now it's also the responsibility of Billy to now get this team to the next level. So there's some pressure on him as well. We're not just discussing the players anymore now, because this is a playoff team. Where does this playoff team go from here? So Billy's got to figure out, and it was kind of ironic. I walk in and there's Billy up on the second level on the treadmill.
He's working out.
I'm like, it's kind of ironic at the timing of when all this media is here, he's up on the treadmill running. And I'm like, that's pretty awesome, because now there's some burden on his shoulders as well, is to figure out this puzzle, to put these pieces together. I think he can do it, but now I think that's something else that, you know, we need to discuss a little bit more so than just the players that are on the roster now. How do they put these pieces of the puzzle together? Because the one thing I feel like is that Mark and Arturis and Billy are all on the same page. So there's something going on here that we're missing. And that's why we're on this side of the fence and they're on the other side of the fence. That's why for me, let's just get through the summer league. And I know it's June 24th, but September can't get here fast enough, because I want to see how they put this thing together. Because listen, I know there's a lot of doubts. There's a lot of ifs. But I feel like the organization still is going in the right direction. I feel like last season fast-forwarded the expectations, but also the talent level. So how do they respond to this? Because it's not just change the culture, let's get to the playoffs. It's now it's winning time. And that it's not just on the players, but it's on the coaching staff. It's on the front office. You know, we've had the average fan is now into the Bulls' fold. So how do we keep them there, and how do we keep from losing them? That's by getting better. That's winning games, and that's putting yourself in a position to be a contender in the near future.
Will Perdue. Will, thank you. Great stuff. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks, Will. Good stuff.
Can we finish this with the music? What's going on here? What are you doing? Sleeping on the job?
You got it. That is Will Perdue. Give us a kick, will you? That is Bulls studio analyst, NBC Sports Chicago. Does a great job and does a great job on the podcast as well.
Asked a really interesting question. Is Billy Donovan the B to C guy?
Oh boy,
took him from A to B. Is he the B to C guy?
All right, we're gonna continue talking some Bulls. We're gonna find out from Rich Herrera exactly what the Bulls are getting. We're gonna talk to the man that called the college games for the new first round draft pick and find out exactly what Dalen Terry brings to Chicago. We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Go Bulls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.